If you're driving on US 219 near Cooktown, you will see a big, freshly painted red barn east of the highway. Unlike the traditional chew mail pouch tobacco painted years ago on barns throughout West Virginia, this barn in Cooktown sends a quite different and healthier message. Quit smoking, treat yourself to health on its south side. And although harder to see, the north side of the barn says, a tip from a former smoker. Those things you say will never happen to you, they happen. The phone number for the West Virginia Quit Line, which is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, is also painted on the barn. On Thursday, October the 13th, the Geographic Health Alliance and Community Connections teamed up with the Pocahontas County Prevention Coalition to dedicate this barn. Greg Puckett, the Executive Director of Community Connections, explains about the barn projects.
It's Greg Puckett with Community Connections. I'm also a county commissioner in Mercer County. The history of the barns goes back to the time when I started with Community Connections back in 01. We wanted to do some innovative strategies around tobacco control and prevention. Over the years, we started looking at different ways, and we knew that mail pouch had a very unique history in the state of West Virginia because it started here. It was the first form of outdoor advertising, and we wanted to do something that what I would call counterculture. And we took an anti-tobacco message to the same advertising strategy that mail pouch did. So we did our very first barn in Monroe County, West Virginia. It was the very first spit tobacco prevention barn in the country. The Division of Tobacco Prevention was very excited about the work we were doing. We branched out, did another one in my home county of Mercer. We went to Wyoming County, and we went up to Jackson County. Bruce Adkins was the director then. I told him I wasn't really fond of the green. He says, I wouldn't care if it was pink if it got the message out. And it just so happened to be September, and October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we thought, you know, we've got a little bit of funds. Let's see if we can do the very first breast cancer awareness tobacco prevention barn. So we did that just right up the road in Randolph County in a little town called Harmon. That was a great adventure for us. Went back over and did one in Wirt County. We did another one then in Jackson County. We went back to Jackson, did another breast cancer awareness. And then we started getting back to doing spit tobacco, sort of our roots. In Hampshire County, did a great barn up there. It's a big gray barn with a Peacemaker Farm. This is now the 13th barn. It is the second CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, TIPS barn. The first one we did was up in Mineral County, which is also a red barn. And that barn was done by the TIPS from Former Smokers campaign. Has been going on for a long time. And it was, quitting isn't about what you give up, it's about what you get back. When we talked to CADCO, which is a Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, they're the ones who partnered with, in addition to CDC. They said, well, hey, we want to do another one with this gentleman, Mark. And Mark has things that you think in your life will never happen. They happen. I kept thinking to myself, Pocahontas County is a great county. It's got amazing barns. It's got great people. Route 219 has a great traffic count on here. And we just thought, good red barn sitting out in the middle of nowhere that's going to get great visibility, great photos, great way to tell our message and hopefully be able to give back to the community.
Mark Arsenault, whose tip was used on the barn, is a veteran of Operation Desert Storm who smoked and got colorectal cancer. The owner of the barn, Mr. Burks, was happy to allow his barn to be used to get this message out. The barn was painted by barn artist Scott Hogan. Besides Greg Puckett, Mark Arsenault, Congressman Evan Jenkins, and General Arthur Dean from the Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America also spoke at the dedication ceremony. Students from Pocahontas County High School attended the dedication and were allowed to sign their names on the wall inside the barn. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.